This is Triple M's Homegrown.
Welcome into the show. If you've just tuned in, it's Jane Gazzo, all Australian music here at Homegrown. And Angry Anderson joins us on the line now as Rose Tattoo, or the Rosie Tats as we like to call them, celebrate 40 years since the release of their debut album. Does that make you feel old, Angry?
Nothing makes me feel old. I'll tell you a funny story. My daughter, who is now 33, when she was 23, she came back to live. One of the times she came back to live, and this is the only thing that made me feel old. And she said, "I'll cook twice a week and you don't bring anyone home younger than me."
The question is, did you stick to that agreement?
Nah, she had to cook four times a week.
Now, this debut album, of course, features Rock and Roll Outlaw, Nice Boys, One of the Boys, Bad Boy for Love.
Yeah, a lot of boys in there, isn't there?
there was a boy theme going on there in 1976,
well, Angry. We were still very gender specific. We're a boy band. No confusion here.
So take me back to, well, it was November 1978 when you released the self-titled record. Albert Productions, you had the famous Vander and Young team producing.
Yes.
I mean, is there anything that sticks out in your mind when you think about recording that record?
Well, there's a lot, because it was such a pivotal moment in all our lives. I mean, quite sadly now, and that's another part of the celebration of the 40th year of release, is that we will celebrate the contribution that the other four members made. Originally, because we started the album with Ian Rylands, who was still playing bass, and while we was doing the demos, we hadn't actually got to recording, but Ian decided that instead of going ahead and recording the album with us, that there was time for him to leave. So he did. So Geordie Leach came in, and he was the bass player that recorded that. And of course, he's still alive, but Rylands and Cox and Wells and Royal have all gone. Yeah. So it's a double whammy for me personally, being the last man standing. But the boys in the band, you know, they are incredibly honoured to be in the band because of the legacy, because of the music. It's a terrific moment in our life, is what I'm trying to say.
And you're going to re-record your debut album with this fantastic lineup you have now, which is well worth looking forward to. You're also preceding your Australian tour with a whole heap of tour dates around the UK and Europe. They just love you over there, don't they?
We're going back to the UK because they first established Rose Tats on the international market. It was the UK that were first in. And our blooding, if you like, was at one of the most iconic festivals in the world, which is Reading. Mm. And the band really made its mark. And then it moved very, very quickly into Europe because of the huge and very staunch and very loyal market that's always been there for Rose Tats right from the very, very beginning. There's such a loyalty over there and such a love for Rose Tats. And the great thing about it is, and there were critics that said, oh, you know, none of the original members are in the band, in the lineup, blah, 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 it'll fall on its ass. But it's the music that really matters.
Angry, have you ever stopped to think, you have lost your dear mates, you know, your original lineup. Have you ever stopped to think how and why, you know, you've been spared? Because you've lived a hard rockin' lifestyle. Sure, you're thankful you've survived this long, but, you know, have you ever been philosophical about it?
Yes, after a couple of breads, I'm very philosophical. I've thought about it. There's two components, which are, you know, both as relevant as the other. One is that I'm a pig-headed, dogmatic, pig-headed little arsehole and refuse to just give up. But it's not in my nature. But the other thing, too, is that when my daughter was born, which was 33 or 4 years ago, she won't admit to which it is, but she was born while we were touring America. And, you know, I suppose, in a real sense, we were at our worst. We were doing way too much drugs and alcohol, and we were totally out of control as a band and just reveling in it because we were...
Rosie Tats.
Yeah, we had a license to kill, so to speak. And then she was born, and that changed my life. So that was in 1989, and 83. What am I talking about? The last one was 89. And I came back and basically got clean and sober to raise her. So that pretty much saved my life.
Your tour kicks off in Melbourne at the Corner Hotel Thursday, September 27th, and basically goes right round regions and towns right throughout Australia. You're going to be on the road until early November.
Actually, it's December, but who's counting?
Two dates I got here, mate. So that's going to be an absolute perler. So all the best with that, Angry.
Thank you.
Angry Anderson, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for chatting to us on Homegrown tonight.
Thank you to you personally and Homegrown the show for the support. We always enjoy our chats. It's always fun. Love and light, John.
It's the Rosie Tats on Triple M.